Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. Joining us is Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, David.
Well, we got some election results all over the place. Why don't we start in Saratoga?
Sure. In Saratoga Springs, Democrats are holding the majority on the Saratoga Springs City Council for another 2 years on the back of a mayoral win by Joanne Yepsen. Yepsen, the four-term representative on the Saratoga County Board of Supervisors now, was leading Republican Shauna Sutton last night. She's the three-term deputy mayor. The incumbent, Scott Johnson, up there chose not to seek another term. Of course, in Albany, you had Kathy Sheehan become the city's first female mayor. She easily claimed victory over three challengers, a Republican, a Green Party candidate, and a conservative. She succeeds Jerry Jennings, a Democrat who has served as the city's mayor for five terms. Sheehan's victory was unsurprising. Albany is heavily Democratic, and she easily won a Democratic mayoral primary back in September over former Councilman Corey Ellis. In Johnstown, voters chose a new mayor. That's Mike Julius. He won a four-year term, beating Republican Scott Jeffers and conservative Helen Martin in Gloversville. Voters reelected their mayor, Dayton King, as mayor, with a decisive 1,400-900 vote victory over independent James Hanley. Up in Saratoga County again, Mike Zerlo, a retired sheriff's investigator, will be the next county sheriff. Zerlo is a Republican. He convincingly defeated Democrat Phil Lindsay and independent Jason Longton in countywide balloting to replace longtime sheriff up there, Jim Bowen. You know, Zerlo had been the presumptive winner ever since the Republican primary in which he defeated retired state police investigator Jeff Gildersleeve, whose campaign was based on his opposition to New York's safe gun control law. In Malta, meanwhile, four-term supervisor Paul Salsville was in a tight contest and trailing Democrat challenger Cynthia Young last night. These vote results are unofficial, but Young held a slight lead, but with 110 absentee ballots, most of them Republican, uncounted, that race is still up in the air. It's important, and it's being closely watched because Salsville stands to become the next chairman of the Saratoga County Board of Supervisors if reelected. And Malta is home to the GlobalFoundries computer chip plant and Luther Forest Technology Campus. Out in Montgomery County, voters are ready for a fresh start. Last year, they approved a charter replacing the longstanding 15-member board of town and city ward supervisors with a 9-member legislature and an elected executive. On Tuesday, they voted in that new government and chose Republican Matt Ossendorf as their new county executive. And we had a couple of uncontested races. We had many uncontested races, but two of note, district attorneys in Saratoga County and Schenectady County. That's Jim Murphy in Saratoga and Bob Carney in Schenectady. They won re-election unopposed.
We've been talking with Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. For more on these and other election results, you can go to dailygazette.com or simply pick up a copy of the paper. Judy, thanks for the roundup.
Thanks.